From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A free seminar to help protect yourself against ID theft, scams, and fraud. Redwood Community Action Agency holding the event on Thursday, May 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. It will cover such topics as scams in the area, protecting your identity, reporting a scam, recovering stolen funds, advocacy for seniors, and how not to be a target. The event happens in the Humboldt County Library Meeting Room, 1313 3rd Street in Eureka. Well, today marks the start of Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. Warmer weather, of course, leading to more motorcycles on the roadways, and it emphasizes the need for all drivers to share the road. During this month, the California Highway Patrol will work with other agencies to promote roadway safety for motorcycles through education and awareness projects. Motorcyclist deaths occurred 28 times more frequently than fatalities in other vehicles, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. In 2018, California saw close to 17,000 collisions involving motorcycles. Preliminary data from the statewide integrated traffic record system shows with 460 victims killed. A Humboldt County native and HSU grad has been chosen as a deputy district ranger for Six Rivers National Forest. Roberto Beltran went to Humboldt State University as a history major. By the start of his second year, he had added forestry as a second major. He graduated from HSU in 2006 with a Bachelor of Arts in History and a Bachelor of Science in Forestry. While attending HSU, he worked two summers for the Oregon Department of Forestry and began his career as a forester on the Six Rivers in May 2005. Well, the Curry County Sheriff's Office took part in a three-day joint operation throughout the county Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of last week, along with several officers from additional law enforcement agencies. Focus of the joint operation, bring into compliance all non-compliant sex offenders in the county, and also look for those who have valid warrants out for their arrest. To date, Curry County has 165 total offenders. Out of those, there are 42 that are non-compliant, meaning that they have not kept up their required registration, moved out of state, were deported, or a few are presumed deceased. During the joint sweep, there were 153 compliance checks attempted. They were unable to locate 42 of those people. They verified 93 addresses, verified 18 bad addresses. Two people were arrested. Others were cited and released. During the sweep, officers were able to get 12 offenders back in compliance. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.